9, and you are listening to Twat Tech Radio. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about micropower TV broadcasting. You've probably heard of pirate TV before, or micropower FM broadcasting, low power. Basically, that's the same thing as micropower TV broadcasting. For some reason, micropower TV is a lot less well known, and in fact, I don't think that there's more than a few stations throughout the states right now that there are actually small micro-powered stations running. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about the typical micro-power setup, how it works, and how you can get on your feet and set up for usually less than $1,000. It's a really cool setup, and then you'll be able to broadcast on TV. Now, of course, this is for the UHF and VHF bands. This obviously would not work for cable or satellite or anything like that. So what you want to do is, a good place to start is you're going to need to pick what frequency you want to broadcast on. So there's a easy way to do that. If you can get your coordinates, your GPS coordinates, like latitude and longitude, I think you can get them off Google Maps or something. I'm not really sure. But find out where you are, you know, your city, and grab those coordinates and go over to FCC.gov, FCC, Federal Communications.gov. Go up to the top of the page and click on search. And from there, you want to scroll down onto the left side of the page to TV station query. And there's a bunch of different options here. The coolest one, I think, is to scroll all the way down to the bottom and station with a radius. Just plug in the longitude and latitude of, you know, where you are, and you can pick the radius of the area you're looking for. So probably since the setup that I'm going to tell you about, it's probably not going to go much longer than 10. Maybe if you're really good, you might be able to get it to 15 miles. Who knows? So if you plug in like 30 miles, actually it's in kilometers. So, you know, plug in, figure that out, and plug in about the equivalent in kilometers of 30 miles. So submit that, and it's going to tell you all the frequencies or stations that are occupied in your area. Now, a lot of these you can tell if you just surf around, if you break out a TV, unplug your cable or whatever, turn off your satellite, and get out the old rabbit ear antennas and plug them in. And you want to try and do that as well as searching the database on FCC.gov, which gives you pretty cool results. You can see there's also some, you'll see like construction companies and stuff like that that have certain airwaves taken up, certain channels that, you know, aren't really broadcasting for whatever reason or another. So try and steer clear of those, and then, you know, go around your town a little bit and check it out and you know, see what stations are coming in where. And so what you're looking for is a range of channels. Ideally, if you could find, you know, two or three spaces with no channels on them, and you could jump in the middle of those, it would be a great frequency or channel to broadcast on. Now, in major metropolitan areas, chances are you're not gonna find much, probably nothing in the VHF range, and, you know, in some places you'd be lucky to find something in the UHF range. But that all depends. You know, it's where you are, and so you want to basically then, you know, you've figured out what station or what channel you want to broadcast on. So now, on to the setup. For this setup, it consists of basically a few main components, and there's, you know, other things you can add on and whatnot, but the first thing we will talk about is just your simple audio out. So whatever your audio and video out, really, whatever you're going to, you know, be playing the movies from or whatever you decide to broadcast. So a computer would work great. You know, if your setup's going to be mobile in a van, if you're going to be driving around town or parking it somewhere and broadcasting, a laptop, whatever you want to do. You know, if you're going to put up your antennas, you know, on the roof of your apartment building, then, you know, a computer, DVD player, whatever you want to set up. So you're going to plug that in to the cable TV modulator. Now, the cable TV modulator is a pretty cool device. Some guys out at Free Radio Berkeley actually pretty much built this themselves with off-the-shelf components. I can't remember what brand it is, but there's a transmitter that they just started releasing a few years ago, and they looked at it and they did some tweaks, and so that's how they were able to get the modulator to send out the the TV frequencies, which, you know, because like I said, it's not very common. FM is far more common than people working the TV frequency. So that, if you go to freeradio.org, it's a really great site. A guy named Stephen Dunifer runs it, and he's really into this stuff. He's done a lot of cool things. So you can buy a lot of this equipment from him off that site, or you can look for it on your own. So he has the cable TV modulators for sale for $150. So you need one of those. And that goes from 25 to 50 watts, you know, kind of depending on what frequency. I believe it depends on if you're going to be in the VHF or UHF band. So then the next component, the third component, is going to be your power amplifier. And this is what's going to really kick your signal out there to the people. So these are important, and you really only need one. And I would recommend two, because it just would be a lot cooler, and you could really maximize your output. So we'll say 2 amps. Those are about 150 each, and you plug the TV modulator, then you're going to need a splitter, and you split it right into both of your power amps. It's pretty cut and dry. You can buy those amps, and there is a little bit of assembly required, but it's really easy. Usually it's, I think that the one I assembled, you had to do a little bit of soldering, and that was pretty much it. So it's pretty easy stuff to set up. And so for each of those power amplifiers, you're going to need a power supply as well. Now, this is where you have to think about whether or not you want to, how your setup is going to run. Is it going to be mobile? Is it going to be from your house? If you have money to throw around, then your power supplies, you can buy all kinds and use it wherever you happen to be. But if you're limited on money, you're going to probably have to decide which one you want. So you can figure if you want a power supply that can plug into a cigarette lighter in your car, if you can wire it straight from your car battery, so you're going to, you know, set this up in a van. So you're going to probably then need 2 power supplies for each of your amplifiers. You know, that's assuming you went for 2. And so from the amplifiers, your signal is going to run out on a coax cable to your antennas. And the antennas are extremely important. At this point, there's a ton of different options you can look into for antennas. And on freeradio.org, he has some dipole antennas that are really, they're really good deal. I think they're like $40 each or something. And the cool thing about those antennas is that you can stack them. And when you stack them, you can get incredible amplification of your power. So I think it's something like 10 times So it's sort of ridiculous for this little setup, starting with your modulator at like 50 amps. After your two additional amplifiers, you can, and with a couple antennas stacked, you can get about 400 watts out of this setup. So it's really cool. It's a lot of power. And you want to remember that when you're connecting your antennas to your amplifier, your amplifiers, you will probably lose some signal in the length of the cable. I believe that the coax cable is sort of lossy. So keep that in mind, and you don't want to have, like, you know, a 2-mile coax cable that goes up a tree in the middle of nowhere and then, you know, bury it underground to your house. So I think that you would lose some of the quality there. So yeah, that's basically the setup. It's really easy to do. It's pretty easy to set up. And then you just get to decide, you know, what you want to broadcast to. What you want to broadcast. There's plenty of stuff out there, and that's totally up to you, of course. Also with the antennas, you've got to figure out how you're going to stack them, because this setup doesn't work too well, I don't think, with an omnidirectional setup, like a 360-degree setup for your antennas isn't that ideal. And then you lose a lot, you know, a lot of range if you place them going opposite directions. So the best way to do a setup like this with sort of a low kind of budget is to stack your antennas and go for more of like 180 degrees and point them, you know, both point them both in the same direction and stack them. So what that's going to do is, like I said before, it multiplies your power by like 10, but then you're basically shooting in one direction. So the cool thing about that is that you can explore around your town, and let's say, like, if you're in a city like Boulder, Colorado, there's a huge mountains right there. You could just, you know, get up on the mountains and broadcast out at 180 degrees and get, you know, an awesome signal. I know, like, Portland, Oregon, it's got some big hills on the west side, so you could totally get up on one of those hills and point your stacked antennas out and go from there. So, yeah, that's the setup. You want to, it's also worth mentioning that unlike micro-powered FM, where there's tons of legislation, and depending, you know, I don't know about in other countries outside the states. I don't know what the laws are like for all this stuff. So definitely check up on your local laws and see. The cool thing about this in the states is that no one has really done this yet. I know that there was a station a couple years ago that went up in, I believe in Berkeley, and maybe one in Oakland too. And then there was supposed to be a couple, one in Fort Collins. And I don't know if that ever went up. So there aren't a lot of these stations out there, and as a result, there isn't a lot of legislation because it hasn't been a problem yet. So keep that in mind, be discreet, and use common sense. I will try and get those links to free radio, and it's pretty simple stuff, but I'll try and have those included in the show notes so you can check those out. And also, if you're feeling it, check out my website, radiodiscon.com. This has been another episode of Twat Tech Radio.
Every one of you here this evening is just a little bit paranoid.
Rick, Canada Drive.